Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about effectual prayer. Now, you might recognize where that phrase comes from. Do you remember it? It's used in the Epistle of James, right at the end of the epistle. We read, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." This is James 5, verse 16. "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Have you thought about that before? I think this is one of the verses that we love to think about when it comes to prayer, and we remind ourselves that prayer is powerful, prayer accomplishes things, God hears prayer. And yet, have you noticed in this verse that there seems to be almost as if the verse is repeating itself? "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Well, isn't that what effectual means? If a prayer is effectual, doesn't that mean that it accomplishes things? That it avails much? In other words, this verse seems to be saying an effective prayer is effective. And so you look at that and you think, huh. Yes, prayer is powerful, prayer is effective. But what exactly does James mean here? What is James trying to tell us when he says that an effective prayer is effective? Well, I would like to just suggest that that's not actually what James was saying. Now, it's really interesting when you look at the Greek of this verse. When you look at the Greek, you find that these words, effectual, fervent, and availeth, these are all actually one word in the Greek. They are one word in the Greek, and that word literally is energumene. Energumene. Now, that's the specific word. The root word is energeo. Energeo. But this word, energumene, it's only used, that specific form of the word, one other time. Now, I'd like to just read that to you. It's in Galatians 5, verse 6. In Galatians 5, verse 6, it says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith," ready, "working through love." So you can see that idea of, like, availing, right? It, accomplishing something. It's that word, working. But what I want you to notice is that this particular form of this verb is continuous. Faith working through love. And so when you look at the English Standard Version of James 5:16, you'll notice how they translate it. They don't say, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Instead, they say, "The prayer of a righteous person." So you'll notice that effectual and fervent isn't here in the translation anymore. It says, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." And so that is how the English Standard Version translators have decided to take this word, "great power as it is working." They're trying to convey this continuous sense. And when you look at it in the Greek, this form is what's called a present participle, which means that it's supposed to be continuous. It is supposed to have that idea of working, continually working. Here's why I think that's important. I would suggest to you that what James is trying to do is show that prayer is not just something you do once. James is talking about healing. James is talking about confessing sin. He's trying to explain that these are not things that just change with one prayer. You have to repeatedly pray for healing. You have to repeatedly pray that God will save you from your sin. And so James uses this continual form of the verb to show us that these prayers have to keep happening over and over. They have to be continuous. And so even in the first century, when they had the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I think James is telling us that sometimes they even needed to pray multiple times for someone to be healed. I mean, why else would he be telling them, pray to heal someone? Wouldn't they have known that, those who had the gifts of the Holy Spirit? But I think that what James is saying is that sometimes they prayed that someone would be healed, and it didn't work. And so he's telling them, prayer is something continuous. And so what you'll notice is he uses one example. James uses one example to support his point. He goes on in James 5 and verse 17, and he says, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Now, do you know what's interesting about that example? That's actually an example of two kinds of prayers. Now, we don't know how Elijah prayed for the drought. We're not told in Scripture. We can assume that maybe he just prayed once and it happened. It doesn't say. But we do know what he had to do to pray for rain to come again. Now, this is fascinating. Because in fact, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, 1 Kings 18, 1, God told Elijah that it was going to rain. So Elijah knew that rain was the will of God. But regardless, do you remember what happened when Elijah prayed for rain? The answer is nothing. Elijah knew it was going to rain that day, and so he prayed for rain, and he told his servant, go check. And the servant came back and said, there is nothing. No clouds, no rain. So Elijah prayed again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And each time, there was nothing. Until he prayed a seventh time. Do you see what this example shows? The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. While we are praying for these things, we can't just say, oh, well, you know, I prayed over and over and I prayed every day and nothing happened. God just isn't hearing my prayer. That's not the case. God wants us to pray over and over. And even when we look out and we say, well, it looks like there's nothing, God wants us to keep praying, knowing that this continual prayer has great power. The Lord Jesus prayed the same thing three times in the garden. Paul petitioned the Lord three times for his thorn in the flesh. We pray repeatedly, and none of those times go unheard. Our God wants us to wrestle in prayer. He wants us to keep praying. To pray over and over. I don't mean vain repetitions, but to recognize that prayer is not meant to be easy. And so perhaps that's why the Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Give God no rest. And continue to bring those petitions to Him, knowing that he hears them. And that he hears them with the love of a father. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.